The Price of a Miracle, Jennifer Roberts. Tess was 8 years old when she heard her mom and dad talking about her little brother Andrew. All she knew was that he was very sick, and they were completely out of money. They were moving to an apartment complex next month because Daddy didn't have the money for both the doctor bills and the house payment. Only a very costly surgery could save her brother now, and it was looking like there was no one to loan them the money. She heard her dad say to her mom, "Only a miracle can save him now." Tess went to her bedroom and pulled a glass jelly jar from its hiding place in the closet. She poured all the change out on the floor and counted it carefully. She counted it 3 times. The total had to be exactly perfect. No chance here for mistakes. Carefully placing the coins back in the jar and twisting on the cap, she slipped out from the back door and made her way 6 blocks to Rexall's drugstore with a big red Indian chief sign above the door. Tess waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he was too intently talking to another man to be bothered by an 8-year-old at this moment. She twisted her feet to make a scuffing noise. Nothing. She cleared her throat with the most disgusting sound she could muster. No good. Finally, she took a quarter from her jar and banged it on the glass counter. That did it. "And what do you want?" the pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice. "I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, whom I haven't seen in ages," he said, without waiting for a reply to his question.
"Well, I want to talk to you about my brother," Tess answered back in the same annoyed tone. "He's really, really sick, and I want to buy a miracle."
"I beg your pardon?" said the pharmacist.
"His name is Andrew, and he has something bad growing inside his head, and my daddy says only a miracle can save him now. So, how much does a miracle cost?"
"We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I'm sorry, but I can't help you," the pharmacist said, softening a little.
"Listen, I have the money to pay for it. If it isn't enough, I will get the rest. Just tell me how much it costs."